Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
James is on his cell phone. You're next up here, 97 The Ticket. Hey, James.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, I have a perfect example for this. I'm a Michigan guy, and I hate Ohio State. The guy I couldn't stand was Chris Spielman. But you know what? He is my all-time greatest Lions now. I learned to love him. But I hated him to start with.
What about the Lions on the left side of the offensive line with Jonah Jackson and Taylor Decker?
I'm not a big fan of Decker, but you know the other one I really didn't hate too much at Ohio State. But I just hated the Buckeyes. But Chris Spielman was that guy. But you know what? He's the my favorite Lion. So you'll learn to love him, Evan, if he turns out to be a good player.
Yeah, what I think that means is they can win you over, even if it's not right away. Like, I think someone texts in, and maybe you'll read it in a little bit, but if Isaiah Livers steals the ball and hits a game-winning three in Game 7 in the NBA Finals to win it for the Pistons, right? What are you going to do then?
Right.
I mean, you have to embrace him. You have to cheer. You have to.
The text is Game 7 NBA Finals, Detroit versus Los Angeles, and Livers steals the ball and hits a game-winning three to win the title. Still wouldn't root for him?
You have to. Now, where I don't think Evan would go this far is because I'm guessing that caller said Chris Spielman was his favorite Lion, right? Which he was for a lot of people.
Yeah.
He was a big Michigan fan, but still started rooting for Spielman, became his favorite Lion. I'm not sure if he did, but he probably would wear a Chris Spielman jersey. I don't think Evan would ever wear a jersey of a professional jersey of a player that went to Michigan.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wouldn't.
Not a Tom Brady jersey, not a Devin Bush jersey, not a Isaiah Livers jersey.
No.
As a pro, I'm saying, not their college jersey.
Yeah, I would not.
Yeah.
I know
so you
I
would never wear a Chris Spielman jersey if you.
I love Chris Spielman. I wouldn't wear his jersey. But it's not because Chris Spielman, I don't know. I don't care if he went to Ohio State. I'm a Spartan fan. Actually,
I know. But
I actually, would I wear a Spielman jersey? I probably would because because it's Spielman. I don't
care. All right. What about Michigan? Name a Michigan.
But a Michigan player, no. There's no way. No. I can root for him. If they win me over, I can root for him. Chris Spielman had to be hard for Michigan fans to root against because he embodied everything we wanted out of a football player. That guy gave everything he had. He was the quintessential overachiever. Didn't have the speed, the strength, the size, any of that, and yet he was a stud linebacker who gave everything out on the football field. Lions fans love him, whether they're Michigan fans or not. You
let me
couldn't
ask
root
you
against him.
The Iser plan works, like quickly, in the next few years. Dylan Larkin is the captain.
Yep.
They win a Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Hey, Gator, we need you to throw on this Dylan Larkin jersey. Would you do it? Oh yeah, baby! I like the long pause. That means he's really thinking this one over.
You know
this
what?
One's a tough
here's
one.
What. Here's why I would say sure I would because it's with hockey. It's just different, I guess. I don't know
because you don't hate Michigan hockey as much.
No, I don't like Michigan hockey.
I know, but I said you don't hate Michigan hockey as much.
It's just I guess it's not as publicized as much as Michigan football is. So, and Dylan Larkin, he like played there for like a year, right? I mean, it wasn't like he was there forever. So, I think that's easy. It'd be easier to do. Plus, he's played all these years in Detroit. If that were to somehow happen and wins a championship, yeah, I'd be all about him. You know, I'm not going to sing the victors.
Oh, I'm not asking you to. I'm not going to go that far. Okay.
I don't go there. Dimitri is on a cell phone. Dimitri, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Gator. How you doing?
Good. You?
Good. Flint Northern High School, Flint, Michigan.
There you go, Rob.
For me, I think that how I've always treated it is like witness protection. Like, as of Thursday, Isaiah Livers became a forward for the Detroit Pistons, and anything he did before that was expunged. I don't talk about that school or those people. So for me, I will never, and to the Dylan Larkin thing he just told you, a Dylan Larkin Red Wing jersey, sure.
Oh, yeah, right. Else, yeah, well,
doesn't matter.
No, right? there's no way in hell I would don a Michigan football jersey or Michigan hockey jersey.
I would never
or
ask
basketball.
You to.
Yeah,
never.
That
would
exactly.
Never.
Go green. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the thing with Olenek, I think, is this. Weaver, all his moves are connected. I think the value of Mason Plumlee was as high as it was going to be Thursday afternoon, and he capitalized on it. I think they freed up space for Isaiah Stewart to be the chief big, especially in small lineups. And more importantly, headband or not, Olenek shoots almost 40% from three,
And
they needed that. Team efficiency and three-point shooting was a weakness, and all those things are connected, and it just stayed with Weaver's strategy. And if you're 6'11 and you can shoot nearly 40% from three, you can wear headbands and goofy haircuts, whatever you want. Help my team win. That's all I care about.
No, he's absolutely right, Gator. Everything Weaver does is calculated. And that's why, and so far, I know it's been short time here, but since he's been here, it's worked out. I talked about this earlier. I kind of have almost full 100% faith in whatever he does. But this isn't one of those things where I'm like, what are you doing? I get what he's doing. And the caller, like I said, Dimitri's right. It's calculated. He saw a guy out there, a 6'11 center, can shoot the three. He wanted to sign him. You need three-point shooting on this team. They didn't have it last year, especially from the four and five position. They were able to move Plumlee's contract. Even though they moved down spots, they just wanted to move that money off the books so they can sign Olenek. Next year, they'll have a lot more money because Blake Griffin's contract will come off the books, and they'll be able to hit free agency a little bit harder. But yeah, everything Weaver does is calculated. The question is, how many more wins will it translate to with the addition of Cade Cunningham, the development of Sadiq Bey and Stewart and Killian Hayes? We talked about it. I think they're right in that 7, 8, 9, 10 area with the playoffs. You think they're in the top 8 for, around the bottom top 8? So we'll see, but I agree with Dimitri. Weaver, you just got to believe in Weave, kind of, I think this guy knows what he's doing.
I really like...
He has a vision, like you said. There's a roster build here, and he's building towards a certain style,
He's totally changed things over. The only holdover from the previous regime is Sekou Ndomboye. I love what he has done in totally changing things over. They're athletic. They can shoot. They're young. They're exciting. This is a team that's going to be fun to watch for years to come, hopefully. And this is a dynamic general manager. He's always moving. He's always doing something.
Now, just to go back to the original conversation really quick, you obviously said you would put on a Dylan Larkin jersey if you had to, if they won the
Red Wings one.
Yeah, Red Wings one, of course. I would never ask you to put on a Michigan jersey unless you lost the bet.
All right.
But we can't. This is completely hypothetical, of course, but I know you're a big football guy.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Lions. We all do. We've never seen them win anything. If Tom Brady were a Lion and he had led them to a Super Bowl, and I said, hey, Gator, you got to put on a Lions Tom Brady jersey.
Nope.
Because I know you hate Michigan football. It's not like Michigan hockey.
Nope.
A little bit different animal
not
there.
Not doing it.
Okay.
Not doing it.
All right. No, that's fine.
Hey, thanks for the Super Bowl, Tom, but no.
But, you'd cheer, you'd root, but you wouldn't. There's no way you'd put on the jersey.
No, and I might be like some spite rooting, I guess.
Really?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, because
quarterback for the Lions taking him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'd root for everybody else but him.
Come on, now this is bad.
I don't like Brady. I can't stand Brady.
What about with Brian Greasy? Well, I know who you win, Chad Henne.
Well, oh, Chad. These guys, what are you doing to me?
Because I know you hate Michigan football, but you love the Lions. You want to see them win.
Yeah, I want to see
you in
Lions
a bad
win.
Spot here. All right.
Yeah, that's a bad spot. But fortunately, Brian Greasy's not in a position to hurt me.
Nope.
Tom Brady's never coming here to play for the Lions.
Nope.
And Chad Henne is completely inconsequential, so that I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Yeah.
And the way that Harbaugh goes through quarterbacks, I don't think I have any fear of somebody coming up and being the next guy.
What if Joe Milton becomes good at Tennessee and the Lions draft him in the next couple of years?
Well, then he was good at Tennessee. He did nothing at Michigan. Harbs can't develop a quarterback.
All right, I didn't want to go down this.
Oh, you
this
got down
hole.
There. Now you got. Now you get the Spartan coming out of me. The anti. Yeah, I got you.
Let's go break here.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We got a lot of text to read on this. Also, we want a shout out. We want a call on. Actually, it's a call out for all Division III athletes, and you'll understand why here in about 7 minutes. On 97.1 the ticket. Ticket texts are coming in. Because Evan has a hard time rooting for Kelly Olynyk and also Isaiah Livers. Now, the Olynyk thing is he just doesn't like his look.
Yeah, but this real conversation is Isaiah Livers.
Well,
thing
it's becoming it's a Michigan State thing, and we understand there are going to be plenty of people that have a hard time rooting for somebody from the other school. I get that, but when it comes to the pro team, I almost eliminate all of the college fandom, and I'm like, all right, he's on my pro team, make my team better. Now, I can say that, and fortunately for me as a Spartan, I haven't seen many Michigan players really make an impact on any of my local teams. So I'm okay with it.
So far,
yeah. I mean, did I root for Jeff Backus? I actually did, because I thought he got a raw deal from the fans, because it made one awful play where he didn't block Julius Peppers and he clocked Matthew Stafford. But beyond that, guy was a pretty good left tackle, but nobody sees that. But the Lions haven't had many guys from the University of Michigan throughout the years. I did think, like, somebody I actively rooted for that was a Michigan man, it goes back a long way, the USFL days, Anthony Carter. I couldn't stand Anthony Carter at Michigan because it was the first years of me watching college football, and I just got tired of all the Michigan hype. Back then, I hated the Michigan hype. But Anthony Carter comes to the USFL and the Michigan Panthers. I loved him. Loved him.
Did you root for Desmond Howard when he was a Lion?
I didn't root against him, but he was, like Evan said, he was at the end of his career. It didn't really matter. It was inconsequential at that time. But that's the way it's been with Michigan athletes in the pros.
You haven't been put in that position.
No, I haven't. I haven't really been tested.
So
just
this,
not much.
This for Evan is, and listen, Livers is a second round pick. There's no guarantee he even makes the team,
right,
to be honest with you. But if you were.
But he's talented.
Yeah. If he were to make the team, and it's an up and coming team, it's a young team, hopefully an exciting team, is Evan going to be put in that position where he's going to have to root for Isaiah Livers as a Piston?
Exactly. Plus, there's the added fact that, okay, you made the choice to take Isaiah Livers over Aaron Henry.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that factor to it as well. I'm not comfortable rooting for Isaiah Livers just yet, but we'll see if he's even in the mix.
Exactly.
I'm okay with it. We got a lot of ticket texts on this. Michigan fan here could care less about the MSU or U of M players and the pros. Only clowns still hold on to the college grudges on individual athletes.
I won't call you guys clowns, but I'm very... This is where one of those incidents where I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not this hardcore college, you know, either Michigan State or
right.
Michigan fan. Because it would... I don't want to be put in that position.
Exactly.
I know how you guys are. You guys love Michigan State, man, and you hate Michigan.
That's right. A huge Michigan fan here, but I had no problem rooting for Golden Tate when he became a Lions player, even after how much he burned University of Michigan playing for Notre Dame. Okay. Game 7. I hate Ohio State, but was happy as hell when they drafted Chris Spielman. Once they're here, I couldn't care less about their college affiliation, Nick in a brown truck. I understand you were against Livers, but he didn't have a loudmouth or talk crap. No, he didn't. But I guess he's talking to Evan more so than me. It doesn't really bother me too much. And that's the thing. It's really dependent on the player. Like I said earlier, if it was Taylor Lewan, I would hate it. I couldn't root for Taylor Lewan. I don't like that guy. I don't think he's technically a good person. So.
Oh, yeah, and he talks a lot, which a lot of the players do because, yeah. I mean, it's a rival, you know, you expect that.
Michigan fans should despise Draymond Green, and I understand it. I wouldn't have any problem with
it. But
Michigan
I put
fans.
You to a little bit to the test, and you called for the Lions to draft this guy, and it was Devin Bush.
Yeah.
And what he did at Spartan Stadium.
The whole, you know, walking arm in arm across the field, he wouldn't get out of the way. He was kind of
and
a jerk about that.
You still wanted the Lions to draft him.
Yeah, I could put it aside because I'm desperate for the Lions to win.
No, good for you. I mean, you wouldn't put on a Devin Bush Lions jersey.
No.
But I wouldn't do that. But you'd root for him on Sundays.
When we do the mock drafts for the NFL this year, I mean, how many times did I say when we do this, is Nico Collins available? I'm like, I'll take Nico Collins in the fourth round or whatever, right? I would. I'm okay with it. I would have done it.
Mike Hart.
Never.
Okay,
never.
Kidding,
stop.
I'm
what
kidding.
Are you doing? Yeah. Absolutely not. 100% no. Absolutely not.
Mike Hart becomes the next Lions head coach.
Why would you even say that? That's not going to happen.
Running backs coach.
I hope we throw the ball a lot. You're a jerk. True fans can get over a player previously playing for a rival if they're great for your team. Yeah, well, the word great is thrown in there. It's kind of hard to root for somebody, root against somebody if they're great on your current team. Everyone here rooted for Charles Rogers when he was drafted by the Lions. Didn't matter what college you were loyal to. However, his inner Spartan kept shining through, and he ended up being a bust on and off the field. See, no. Not everyone rooted for Charles Rogers when he's drafted by the Lions, including this clown who just sent that text in. Don't lie to me and say that you were rooting for him because he was a Lion, and then in the same sentence say, but his inner Spartan shone through on and off the field. How was it on the field? I don't understand what the insult is for his on-the-field behavior. What, catching touchdowns in the first few games? He was good for the Lions when he was healthy. He only played a handful of games, though. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I don't know. The Charles Rogers one's interesting.
I mean, it's hard to say now. You know, it's been so many years. But for me, I can, you know, like I said, but I'm not this huge Michigan and Michigan State guy. I can easily say I rooted for Rogers as soon as he put the Lions jersey on. I honestly wanted him to take Andre Johnson. This is not hindsight. I thought Andre Johnson would have been the better pick, but as soon as they selected Charles Rogers, I was a Charles Rogers guy for the Lions, of course. I mean, and you're right. When he caught touchdown passes right away.
Yeah.
And then he broke his collarbone.
And then he broke his collarbone.
And then
things, he broke it again.
Yeah.
And then
obviously we know what happened. So not issues, good. Yeah. But
rest in peace, Charles Rogers.
Yes.
Yeah. Seems like you would be more upset with Garza. As an MSU fan, I couldn't stand him, but now I'm rooting for him.
I did want to bring that up to you and Doug, and Doug's obviously not here, but Garza he's on Iowa. You know, you didn't root for him in the Big Ten, but I know you guys were kind of like Garza guys, though, because of, I think you like the old school game.
I kind of like, yeah, I like the old school game. I like the size, it's just the sheer size. He's a huge man. And I think that he's got a skill set that can keep him in the league for a while. I don't need him to be somebody scoring 20 points a game and grabbing 15 rebounds. I don't expect that. I don't need that. What I want out of him is solid minutes when he goes in there, where he can play defense, where he can grab some rebounds and maybe get some buckets around the net. But yeah, it's totally about old school, because that's what he is. He's absolutely old school.
But here's the
thing. He's also motivated.
He's also added that 3-point shot, though. So if you look at the, you know, we've been talking about the Pistons a little bit here with Troy Weaver and picking up Olenek and getting rid of Mason Plumlee. Olenek can shoot the three. Guess what Livers and Garza can do as well? He's building, he's got a vision for this roster. And yep. Not everyone, because look at Isaiah Stewart.
Well, but they're
Okafor,
encouraging
but
him to learn
guys,
how to shoot from three-point land, though.
You've got to be able to stretch the court a little bit, stretch the floor, step outside and make, you know, the defense respect you. Garza, Livers, Olenek. They can shoot from behind the arc. We'll see how good they do, you know, with a Piston uniform on. But I think Troy Weaver, he wants some versatility from those guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.